Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. As John Titel, and I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. I think there's a Coke, but we'll find out. We'll find out what his picks are later tonight. This is our Bracket Rundown podcast. We go ahead and we tell you exactly what the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee would do if we were them, and today was Selection Sunday. Did I get that right?
Yes. Yeah, essentially the selection committee has a process that they go through to select and seed the teams. We basically are not doing that process at all tonight. It's not even remotely the same. We are looking at the criteria that they look at, but like whereas they vote teams in and then they vote to rank teams, we're kind of doing both of those at the same time. We're taking two things that they don't do, meshing them together, and then coming up with a third thing they don't do. And that's what you're about to see here tonight.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we are going to go around the table here with our whole panel. And let me introduce everybody real quick. I've neglected to do that at the top of the show. I'm Chad Sherwood. We got David Griggs and John Titel up top here. Matt Sikowski, Mike Cha, and Joby Fortson back with us down here in the bottom row. The six of us, we're going to go around the table. I'm going to ask each person to give me four teams, to give me an entire seed line. We'll have a little debate on it. And if there is a consensus, we'll leave it alone. If there's no consensus, which there probably won't be most of the time, I'm going to serve as the final arbiter and make the final decision based on who's most convincing. So I just randomly chose myself to do that.
It'll be either, well, or I'll do it.
We'll see if I know about that. But anyhow, what we are going to do is I'll pull the screen up right here that we're going to be using. This is a 68 slots here, so we're going to fill in all 68 of these spots. We're going to start at the one seed line. We're actually only going to go down to around the 12 seed line here, around number 48 or 49 probably. That's when we'll finish all the at-large bids into the tournament. I'm going to fill in the rest of them. If you want a lot of information on the teams on the bottom of the bracket, David, we recorded a podcast last night called Under the Radar.
Under the Radar.
Go down there, watch all about those teams. We're not going to spend a lot of time on them tonight. On that note, though, I think we should get things going here, right? We may use a few terms. I'll try to define them if somebody throws them out there as we go ahead. But Joby, I'm going to start with you tonight. And why don't you tell us who the one seeds are? I think we'd be shocked if
boring. But three and four get exciting. Now, I'm with the committee. I agree. Baylor one, Kansas two.
Coming up on Saturday, huge game.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Great showdown. Baylor, Kansas, and even the loser, if it's a good game, is likely to remain at that two spot for me. Key for me, San Diego State. I do have I do have Aztecs ahead of the Zags right now because of that zero. Until the zero is removed from the loss column, I am giving it to them because it's not like the Zags have a ton of tier wins like you do with Baylor and Kansas. It is their resumes aren't that wildly apart except for a loss to a now improving Michigan team, by the way, on Gonzaga, but yeah, a loss just the same.
Let me throw a couple things out here real quick. There are four columns here as I put teams in. The net is the NCAA's main metric of the net. The POM is the number one predictive metric out there. That's Ken Pomeroy's ratings. Yeah. SOS is the team's strength, the schedule overall. JNG is the number one resume-based metric in the world, and that is, Joby, your own ranking. And you went with your ranking here, 1, 2, 3.
I did go with my ranking. I'll disagree with my ranking from time to time. Okay. Ironically, I disagree with my ranking when San Diego State was below Gonzaga for a period of time in the rankings. I'll stay consistent, and the rankings have caught up with my feelings.
And let me also throw this out here. When it comes out to, hey, all four teams are on the one side, what's the big deal about the order? The big deal is between Gonzaga, one of those teams will be going out west, most likely to play their regional in Los Angeles. The other one will be headed to the East Coast to play in New York City. So who's ever ranked higher gets LA. That's a huge difference. So
yeah, I think of course, if you're Gonzaga, you're still going from one end of the country to the other, either way.
True.
But you're either going from the top to the bottom or from the left to the right.
Pacific time zone. That's
Matt, what do you think? Do you think Joby got it right with San Diego State above the Zags?
No, I looked at it. I think I like the top of Gonzaga's profile better. And I've liked that, man, I didn't think I'd say this 5-10 years ago, but I think the WCC is a decent amount stronger than the Mountain West. And for Gonzaga not only going to St. Mary's and winning, but winning by 30, that's more impressive than, frankly, I think San Diego State could do in the Mountain West.
I would like to throw another team out there, Chad.
We already established these are the four teams, so We're only debating Gonzaga, San Diego State right now.
Okay, but this one. Well, okay, maybe on the two line then.
But let me get a couple more. Well,
San Diego State, the Creighton win's looking better and better. Keep that in mind.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. The Creighton win's looking better and better on the San Diego State side. I see the argument.
Iowa's approaching protected. See, they're not there yet, but they're approaching
it. They had a huge win today against Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good, very good
topic. Let me just throw this out there. We are recording this about 10:15 p.m. here on Thursday, February 20th. So games that have already gone final this evening, as of when we record this, we'll be discussing games that haven't gone final, including a couple big Pac-12 games. We will not be discussing unless they go final while we're doing this. But, Tytel, let me bring you in also here. Does Joby have it right? Should the Aztecs be above the Bulldogs?
Yes. No veto. Let's move it along.
Let's move it along. All right. I guess let's move it along. And, David, I know you wanted to mention a team. That's why I'm going to go to somebody else. Mike.
What? What do you mean?
Mike, who would your next four teams be? Who would your two seeds be right now?
Hang on. Let me check my – just got to go to my list here. I've got Maryland.
All that. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Duke.
Oh, geez.
Duke.
Creighton.
Creighton, who Joby just mentioned.
And Dayton.
And Dayton, the Dayton Flyers. David, I'll let you get your two cents in here, first of all, because I know you really, really wanted to discuss a team.
Well, okay. We'll get to that here in a second. But, like, I didn't have Maryland quite this high. I had them at the top of the three line. It's just when you look at Duke and Creighton and even Penn State, I just think they top out a little higher. Seton Hall as well. I know that Seton Hall – lost a couple games. They had a really good win last night, but I think Maryland is really good, but I'm still not all the way there with the top of that resume.
Because beating Michigan State, Marquette, and Illinois away from home, it sucks. I understand, David.
I just don't think it's as good as what Seton Hall's done, or what Duke's done, or what Villanova's done, or what even Penn State has done.
Okay, well,
if Duke had won yesterday, I would have had them at the five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Duke just didn't bother showing up yesterday at NC State. It was absolutely
who wants to show up in Raleigh? I mean, have you been there?
Tytel, let me ask you about this though. Does Mike have the right four teams here? Should have seen Hall or Penn State be on this line instead?
I definitely agree with Duke, Dayton, Maryland. I think the fourth one is a bit of a toss up. I would throw, frankly, like half the Big East under consideration. If you like Seton Hall, I think I also like Villanova. Creighton's not a bad pick, but I think I think the other three are solid, but the fourth one on the two line is very much up for discussion.
Okay, so the idea here is should we replace Creighton with another Big East team or maybe the Penn State team that was mentioned? Joby, your thoughts on it?
I can't disagree too much with Creighton. I wouldn't fight it, but I would go with Seton Hall for one factor. I think it's a Big East team. I do think it's one of the three Big East teams. Villanova, as Tytel pointed out, Creighton, Seton Hall. I think they're a step ahead of Penn State. Seton Hall is leading the conference in a round, true round-robin conference right now. That holds, I give it to the regular season champs, Seton Hall.
Let me go back to Seton Hall.
Stood out for me for Creighton is that they have a lot of quality road wins. I mean, they've beaten the big boys in the Big East all on the road.
Yeah.
Look at those road wins, though. It gets tier 1A, that the top half there. You see where the little line is, the games that are attached to kind of the top half of tier A there. At Xavier, which they both did. At Villanova, which they both did. But then when you go to Seton Hall, you just got at Butler, whereas on Creighton, you got at Marquette, at Seton Hall, head-to-head, and versus Texas Tech.
But the home win against Maryland's really nice.
That was the tiebreaker for me.
But on the other hand, you also have a not
and even a good improving Arizona State. So,
you have a non-tier one loss there that Creighton doesn't have. Although it's to a pretty good Xavier team, but it was at home.
That's when you get really picky. When you
if you're splitting hairs,
could be wearing on the border of wearing white. Yeah, I that's a tier one loss to me.
What about the loss at Iowa State then? Let's go up a line.
I mean, I would definitively say the loss at Iowa State's worse than the loss at home to State. Without it, I can give you that.
Well, I think we got to keep the show rolling here. I'm inclined to leave Mike's line completely alone here and leave Creighton up there.
Everything you do is wrong,
Chad. Instead, let's go to Matt. Matt, why don't you give me the three seeds?
Okay, so I'll have Seton Hall.
Good pick.
I actually have a couple ACC teams, Louisville and Florida State, and then I would have Villanova.
Louisville and Florida State, and then Villanova. Tytel, what are your thoughts on this line?
I'll go with no veto. I think Penn State's in the mix. Had they not lost recently at home, I think I would have liked them a lot more. So I would go with no veto.
You'd like it. David, you want to comment on it?
Yeah, I mean, I know that like when you look at this team's profile, it's not going to look all that impressive. But they did something today that was utterly remarkable. They didn't even do it this year. But the Pitt Panthers and former head coach Kevin Stallings did something that was so amazing.
Who beat Louisville, by the way, so that's relevant.
Then how do you not put them in the field?
All right. We're going to put Pitt under consideration here. Let's take a look at some numbers. But,
how are those ratings?
Now, the ratings may not look as impressive.
That's not that awful. But
NIT-ish.
A man that went 0-19 in conference play got a show cause. That is awesome.
Okay, David, you are not discussing what the show is about. We can discuss that Monday night. Why don't we keep things rolling along here? I think the general consensus seems to be that this was right on here with this Louisville and Florida State, the other two ACC teams. I think Matt, you kind of nailed it. So, Tytel, why don't you give me the four seeds?
Let's get the Nittany Lions on the board, please. Yeah. For my other four, as of the second, I put the Bucks, but I think that ASU might have a lot to say about that in the next 13 minutes. Yeah. Let's put West Virginia in there, although I could easily be sold with moving them down a little bit. My fourth, I would have said Auburn earlier this week. Now I'll say Kentucky, but I'd say that Auburn and Colorado at least belong under consideration.
Okay, well, put Kentucky, they'll put Auburn and Colorado under consideration. Let me go to a couple of you here, especially this West Virginia question. It's a little baffling that, you know, they lost a lot of games, but they've been losing to the top of the Big 12 at least. But Matt, what are your thoughts on Tytel's picks here?
That's actually the exact four line I had. Maybe not quite in the order, but that's exactly the teams I had.
So is they good guys if we all agree with everybody? Come on.
The Big Ten team might be able to creep in there because I think I have three not far off of that. But for now, this is the ones I have. But, yeah, I think if one of the other Big Ten teams separates themselves a little more here, including Mike's team, I think it's a real fascinating case at this point.
Well, Mike, what do you think? Do you think a Big Ten team belongs in here in the four line over these West Virginia and Kentucky picks?
Right now, no.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if Isaiah Livers can stay in one piece, I mean, Michigan's got a chance.
If Xavier Simpson could stay out of jail.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Yeah. What alias did he use? Was it Jared or?
Jeff Jackson.
Yeah. I'm not as – like, can we pull up Oregon and, put Oregon and Colorado side by side? I know Oregon recently beat Colorado, but they beat him at home. I'm not even – I mean, I was big on the Ducks coming in, but I'm not even sure I like them as much as Colorado right now. I mean, they're sort of a home court hero. They did have the nice win at Michigan, but Colorado's won at USC. They won at Arizona State. Where, you know, I think I like Colorado better.
Well, I'll tell you, this may play out even before we're done recording this. As we record this right now, Oregon down 11 at Arizona State, while Colorado, who had fallen down early at USC, is now taking the lead.
Win against Dayton.
I mean, I think their top is a little better, and I think that their bottom is about the same, if not. I know that Oregon beat Colorado, but it was in Oregon. And all in all, I think Colorado's better on paper and all. I mean, I'm not as big on Oregon as I was a couple weeks ago. I actually had Butler ahead of them too.
Well, I think we should leave this alone for now. We may change this.
That's a great argument, Dave. Let's just leave them alone.
David, here's my argument back. Let me get the real argument back here. I look at Oregon, I see four wins in that Tier 1A that we just discussed. I only have one of those in the Colorado side, and that's a big difference maker when you When on the loss side, you're pretty even here, especially.
Yeah, but you're still wrong, Chad. I
mean, they won. They beat Seton Hall, who you already put in. They beat Michigan, who you just wanted to put in.
I didn't want them in. I would prefer if Michigan like didn't make it in at all.
They lost. Lost North Carolina. It's an asterisk because that was when North Carolina was a good team.
Yeah,
but okay. Let's move things along to the five line, David. I'll give it up to you for the five line. I'm sure you want Colorado in here. Why don't you give me three more besides?
Yeah, it's Colorado. I actually had Michigan State still up here. I know that they've been kind of struggling a little bit lately, and I didn't get a chance to delete them. Butler and Illinois.
Wait. So you wouldn't have Auburn yet?
No.
Okay.
I actually have Auburn kind of. I mean, they're in the top half of the bracket. I have them down on the next line.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you want to respond to that? Not having Auburn.
I don't like Illinois quite yet. Auburn is the team I'd have here. Auburn had the bad week, and now they're having another bad week. now. But they really do. In between those bad weeks, they look well. They are masters of overtime, but they win in overtime and. I like Auburn here more than Illinois. Not that Illinois is a bad team, but I think Auburn is the one I'd go to.
Okay, yeah. The wins at Penn State, at Michigan, like Penn State is a protected seed. Michigan, I think winning at Michigan is a lot harder than beating LSU at home and Richmond on a neutral site. I think Illinois tops. I think Illinois is just better in just about every aspect.
Except they barfed over themselves at Miami, and that Missouri loss is not a tier two. That's like tier 80.
Well, I mean,
you know.
Okay, Auburn also lost to Missouri.
Yeah, Joey, you just got to there. let me get a couple of opinions here. Tytel, do you prefer the four-loss team on the left or the nine-loss team on the right that David likes?
If you like tier one road wins, then it's obviously Illinois is your pick. If you like not having a tier three loss, then the left side is your pick. Based on the metrics, I will defer to Auburn based pretty much solely on the non-conference strength of schedule, which is great for Auburn and atrocious for Illinois.
Good point there on that non-conference strength of schedule.
Illinois has still proven that they can beat teams that are better than the ones Auburn have beat.
And actually,
I
would go with a team. I could hear arguments from another Big Ten team because I'm not picking on the Big Ten when I single out Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about a team that only has about four losses when healthy, Michigan?
Not even Michigan. Not even Mike.
Iowa.
I like that Iowa.
Iowa coming off a big win.
Iowa's my next. I have Iowa ahead of Auburn.
Yeah.
Right. Let's try to talk over each other, please. Go ahead.
Did a tremendous job tonight, but.
I'll tell you what, Joby. I'm going to look ahead. Let's give you the sixth line here. Why don't you tell me who these teams are?
Let's go with Iowa. And Michigan. You pulled Illinois off. Let's have a Big Ten block party here. Iowa, Michigan, Illinois. I will give you Illinois there. And you know what, Matt? I'm going to make you happy.
I say 24 is exactly where I had Marquette.
Yeah, I think Marquette's, I think that's reasonable right there.
All Midwest.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, you are a Marquette guy. What are your thoughts on this line?
It's pretty close. That's the other team, actually, it's another Big Ten team I'm considering, which they've been up and down all year, but I think they're more up right now is Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And I'd have them over Illinois.
You'd have them over Illinois. Now, Ohio State just coming off a bad loss tonight at Iowa. They just really didn't show up in that game.
Okay.
I mean, Iowa controlled the game completely.
But it's tough to win at Iowa. I don't think it's Iowa
State. It's not an awful loss. It won't kill Ohio State, but, yeah, it factors in when you're talking 6-7 line. Yeah, I mean,
right.
And that's not the end of the world. When we start getting to 8-9, that's when we start getting a little worried.
So Mike, do you like this line here that Joby gave us?
I do because my own sixth line was basically a Big Ten party and I had Marquette in the five line. So
okay, well I think
we're the leftover.
I think we're moving right along, Mike. Why don't you give me your next four teams up though? The only team we discussed that didn't get in yet is Ohio State. I don't know if you want them or
Ohio State.
Okay.
Good pick.
Let's see. I think they're all gone. Michigan State's gone.
Michigan State, we got in already, correct?
Okay. Okay.
There's another Big Ten team roaming around. Okay.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's it.
Houston and Arizona.
Who was before Arizona?
Houston.
Houston.
That's the Houston team here. You know, started to run away with the American Conference, but the rest of the conference has fallen apart. Right. And Tytel, there's your Arizona Wildcats. Despite that number eight net, not till the seven line. Did we completely miss them 3 lines ago?
Well, the JNG did, but I guess that we need a couple more road wins, Joby. No, I mean, I have Arizona on my six, but if we put this on a seven and we get a chance to play Duke in a Sweet 16 game, I would not lose too much sleep about their second-round game, I guess. That would be totally fine. We've certainly been pushing it this year, but funny thing is that, like, despite the lack of great road wins, which I'll be the first to admit, beating Washington by three this year is not that impressive. The fact that we only have four conference losses, as does half of the Pac-12, this seven seed could win the conference.
It's crazy here. Dave, let me get your thoughts on these four teams also that Mike gave us.
I had Houston a line lower. I mean, I had them close, so I mean, this isn't that outrageous, but I just don't – I'm not – I think that their ceiling is there, but I just don't think that they always play up to it. Some of the teams that I kind of liked, but, you know, I had, like, BYU and Texas Tech ahead of them. But at the same time, those teams have similar problems, although BYU, red hot lately, struggling tonight. But, like, I think they've won seven or eight in a row. I don't know what to make of Houston because it's – I don't know if you can call them schizophrenic, but they're just kind of hard to measure because they look good against non-tournament teams. And then, except when they don't.
They look good except when they don't. That's a good answer.
I mean, I'm not trying to dodge the question, but it's just, how good is Houston?
they still are the best team in this conference.
I would agree with that.
The loss at Tulsa. But games at Memphis, and two games with Memphis, strangely enough. Weird to have two games left with any opponent this late in the season. And Cincinnati at home as well. Down the stretch here, but let's go ahead and move right on to the eight line, I guess. And Matt, why don't you give me the next four teams?
Yeah, actually, the two teams that were just mentioned, I've got on the eight line: BYU and Texas Tech. And now I feel like we're taking a little bit of a drop, but I have LSU and Oklahoma.
That's fair.
Okay, LSU and Oklahoma. Those are not one seed line, one on the same line. Those are two separate lines. Let me get a few other opinions on this. Tytel, first of all, let me start with you. Did he get these four teams correct?
I like them. I would throw like St. Mary's and Rhode Island under consideration, but I don't know that I don't think there's any glaring problems with the eight line.
This seems to be a lot easier this week than in prior weeks, though. David, I
do not have Oklahoma anywhere close to here. Can we pull them up? Like,
okay, who do you want to pull up against? Who would you have instead of them?
Okay, let's go with Stalika's team, for instance.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Xavier.
Yeah. Okay, and you might notice, you know, just everything about Xavier looks better. And I think it would be the same with Arizona State and USC and even Virginia. And I mean, I don't have Oklahoma anywhere near here.
I'll tell you what, when you look at the idea, though, of record against the top two tiers, they both have 9 wins against tier 1 and 2 combined. You see this, you kind of see a gap here that's a little bit, almost a fake gap because it's just so many tier 1 losses, but
and the pure
9 and 9, 9 and 10.
I will say this to Chad. Look at the tier two. Mm-hmm. How many will be on our board? I'm going to say zero, though Mississippi State will have a debate about. But I'm going to say zero.
Okay. And on the other side there, but how many on the tier two on the other side?
Georgetown will be in the field. Cincinnati will get consideration.
Joby, hold on a second. If you look on Xavier's win side, everybody other than Seton Hall probably will not be on the board here.
Yeah.
So you're getting, you got well, one in the side.
The Providence Georgetown situation. One of those two will make it, if not both.
They'll get some discussion at least.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, at least Xavier beat those teams on the road. I mean, they beat Minnesota, Oregon State at like neutral sites. And like, has Minnesota done anything away from home? Well, other than beat Ohio State. I mean, I'm not – it isn't so much Xavier in the sake of Xavier, but like Virginia or USC. I think that they're all
better. Or look, if Arizona State holds on tonight against Oregon, that resume is starting to look better and better and better.
I think it looks better even if they
– I mean
I'm running out of room to put teams under consideration, but I did make the move. I put Xavier in, Oklahoma under consideration, along with Virginia, USC, Arizona State. But at some point, we got to start putting some teams into this field. So, Tytel, can you give me four teams for the nine line?
I can. I want St. Mary's. I want Rhode Island. We already put in Xavier. I don't think I can do ASU, although call me in 8 minutes. I think that – despite David's protestations at Oklahoma, even though they're not trending the right direction, is in this vicinity. Sorry, Joby, I don't think Virginia's there just yet, but they're certainly close. I think actually I'd go with the Shockers only because they're starting to turn things around, but I could certainly easily see them getting pushed down. They're not the strongest nine I've ever seen by any stretch.
Yeah, Joby, your thoughts on what he just gave us here?
Yeah, and I obviously trust Tytel's capabilities he's shown over the years, but there's something missing on Rhode Island. I feel like there's an emperor doesn't have clothes on right now.
It's put him against Joby.
Who has Rhode Island beaten? That's the issue.
Yeah. Well, they lost to the Brown Bears in the Ocean State tournament. But compare them to Richmond. Richmond. They're conference mates. So the A-10 fans out there, no, I'm not picking on. I'm not saying Richmond should be here. I'm just showing it as an element. And those are two similar resumes when you pull it up. I mean, really similar resumes.
I think Richmond's is clearly better. For starters, they won at Rhode Island. In that win against Washington.
So,
yeah, and the win against Whiskey, but
David, hold on a second. I want to give Tytel a chance to defend Rhode Island here.
Well, so I have the recency bias, and then I saw them a couple of weeks ago, and they destroyed GW, although I think the five of us could have a good game against GW. I certainly like the head-to-head comparison, so pointing out the win at Rhode Island by Richmond is great. The other factor is that Richmond has been doing a lot of work the past month without their leading scorer, Blake Francis, who is back from a fractured sternum somehow. So I have no problem with them being talked about here. Metrics-wise, I'm, again, a big believer in non-conference strength of schedule, 18 versus 107.
Okay, I don't think 107 is glaringly bad, though. I almost feel like it's
– it is compared to 18.
Yeah, well, at some point, I get you. 18's pretty darn good. And Rhode Island, to their credit – compiled a decent record against that. It's not like they, you know, they pulled a Purdue and had a strong out-of-conference schedule and didn't and muddled it, you know. Well, so.
My thing, and I know when you're guessing the committee, you have to look at out-of-conference strength of schedule because that's what they do. But I guess my thing is, I think it's important to play a tough out-of-conference strength of schedule. But if a team plays a weaker schedule and does more against it, like, should they be penalized for playing a weaker schedule, even though they did more against it? I mean,
no. I ask the committee this every year when I try to interview them. I ask, like, if you were suggesting to a head coach out of schedule, would you beat up on cupcakes or have close losses to like top 25 teams or a healthy mix? I don't know if I've ever gotten a clear answer besides, oh, I think a healthy mix. Just they probably don't want to go on record either, but I think it is a healthy mix because if you're playing one seed and losing to them, it's good to be competitive, but as Joby likes to say, you still have to win the game. So I think there's merit to both sides.
Yeah. Well, let me go back to this debate here on the nine line, though. Matt, let me bring you in here. If we did pull Rhode Island out, who would you put in instead?
Or do you want to say Rhode Island stays? I'd put in Rutgers.
Just kissing up to the moderator is what that is.
Or Chad.
You're going to make me make the decision here and go against my own team because – I it's great to see what Rutgers has done, but here's their profile on the right here. And I'm on the David bandwagon here of where's the road win. And now that you don't have that undefeated home schedule left, which would have been fascinating had they gone undefeated at home and winless on the road to see what the committee would have done.
Chad, they won away at Michigan. All right, the game was in Madison Square Garden, but they won away.
No, they lost that game.
Oh, that's right, they lost.
They lost twice to Michigan. Oh, yeah. We've never beaten Michigan, Mike. It's all your fault. But you know, this weekend, Sunday's game at Wisconsin, huge because it's a winnable road game. I mean, not easy road game, but it's potentially
winnable. Tournament level win. Yeah. If you get it.
Is it? Have we put Arizona State in yet?
Oregon's tied the game.
No.
Okay, I think Arizona State is better than all of those.
I'll tell you what, we're going to make that move. I'm going to make the Arizona State move. We're going to drop Rhode Island out. Sorry, Tytel. And we're going to hold off
on Rutgers
as well.
is and USC I'm going to, in? Because I also think USC is better than
– David, I'm going to give you the next four teams. You can't debate the nine line anymore, though. It's done.
Okay. Let me see here. So I've got USC. Okay. Oh, gee. And this is – you'll have to bear with me for a second because this is where I would have had Northern Iowa, and I don't think they belong up here after losing to the trees. Virginia is definitely in this range. Maybe I actually maybe had them a little higher.
The other two teams we've discussed is are Rhode Island and Rutgers.
Okay, yeah, I it's neither one of those. Okay. NC State and Wichita State.
We already have Wichita State in.
Oh, Wichita State's in. I'm sorry, Indiana. Oh, wait, is Richmond in?
No.
Like I said, this kind of got shuffled because of what teams had done before I got home today. Okay. I actually still have Indiana ahead of Richmond. It's USC, Virginia, NC State, Richmond.
All right. Indiana.
Which one?
Indiana in, Richmond out. Okay, I typoed there, so I'm going to give me a second here to fix that. But, Matt, let me ask you about those picks here. Still no Rhode Island and still no Rutgers in. Instead, NC State, who beat Duke at home and did nothing else.
Yeah, I have Rhode Island on this slide.
Okay.
And then, because I also would have had Northern Iowa there.
Let's hold off on Northern Iowa for now. Okay,
I would not anymore. So who's bring back who's under consideration? Okay. So definitely want Rhode Island. And I don't want either of the ACC teams that I jump. Oh, but the Rutgers. I'd have Rhode Island and Rutgers.
You'd have Rhode Island and Rutgers over Virginia, NC State.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Joby, let me ask you about that. You're our ACC guy. There's NC State with those three tier three losses versus a team like Rhode Island without those bad losses. And even your Hoos here, you know, should they
And we got some bad in? Losses too on the resume. I'll break it. But it's gotten better because South Carolina has actually improved to make it less. So I think Virginia is definitely here. And I think you can make an argument with NC State as well. Yeah, there's some teams in. I think they're better than the A-10 pair, without a doubt. We just saw the A-10 folks, and they didn't have the tier. They didn't have the level of wins. You know, they had one and two at that point. And NC State has that Wisconsin win that Richmond has. Yeah, you know, for instance.
Can I make just real quick, yeah. Something that doesn't pop out, but it's better than what it probably looks. Mm-hmm. I think that win at Greensboro by NC State is comparable or even better than winning at BCU.
Dave, I'm sorry, Dave. Let's give a ton of credit for a half-court miracle shot victory.
I think Greensboro is better than VCU.
Let me go to a couple other opinions. Tytel, does NC State belong on this line or even in this field with all those losses?
Yes, to the second part. I don't know if I'd have them this high, but I think they're a very fascinating pick just because one of the things I dislike about the net ranking is that, and Joby will correct me if I'm wrong, I think it only goes up to 10 points as far as the margin of victory. When you're beating Duke, I don't care what part of the state of North Carolina it's in, when you're beating them by 22, and they were up 22 after like 22 minutes. They destroyed one of the best teams in the country. They should get extra credit for that because nobody else does that.
I will say, Tytel, that the margin of victory is capped at 10, but they use raw offensive and defensive efficiency. So actually, if you beat someone's brains in, it matters. Like, I don't know, my head jumped like 10 or 15 spots by beating Central Arkansas by 50.
And Matt is right on this. Because of the way they do efficiency, also, is NC State will get credit as opposed to, let's say, they're up by, it's a close ish game. And then in the final 5 minutes, they blow them out, and it's foul fest, and they make it up to 20. A win like NC State had yesterday will do better in the net than what I just described. So,
okay. Well, here we've go. I've got to go ahead and make one quick move here. I like the Rhode Island arguments that were made previously. We didn't quite get them in. NC State, the volume of losses, I think they need to go down a line. So I'll put Rhode Island in, NC State out. leaving Indiana, USC, and Virginia.
Doesn't Rhode Island have just one less loss than NC State?
Let's go over to the level line. But Joey, I'm going to go back to you. But let's go two teams at a time here. These will be the last two teams that avoid the first four. So two teams instead of four at this point.
Chad, I know they got road issues, but I think your Rutgers team does deserve to be here.
Okay,
yeah, I really do. And I'll go with the NC State that we were just discussing.
I think that sounds good. Matt, do you like those picks?
I like the Rutgers one. It still feels early for NC State, but
You're about to get a date, so there's not much room left.
The alternatives they offer also wouldn't be super great either. Like, mine would be Georgetown.
Mike, what do you think? Do you think that these are the right last two teams to avoid the first four?
I don't have a problem with it. I personally had Florida avoiding the
– Oh, Florida. Shoot, yeah. Florida. I forgot. I would have had Florida on the 10 line, actually.
Okay, so Florida. Mike, you like Florida. Who else do you like? So I'm going to ask you for the next two teams, actually. So.
Okay.
So we'll go Florida and one more.
I had Northern Iowa. Scratched them out. Oh, geez.
You can put them in if you want. I mean, if you
think they're still there. No, not after tonight.
Okay.
Utah State.
Florida and Utah State. Okay, well, Florida, Utah State. We'll hold off on Georgetown and Richmond for now. There's only two spots left, though. Tytel, what do you think about that? What do you think about Florida and Utah State actually getting in this field?
I like it. I think as of today, they're both in. They're certainly – well, everybody on the 11 line obviously is walking a tightrope, but I think that they have plenty of decent on the resume. Florida, I think that it's going to hurt them because they were valued as like a top five team, like Final Four contender, just 3 months ago, and obviously it has not worked out too well for them, as you see with all of the Tier 2 losses, and the Auburn win is looking worse, the South Carolina road win, like, they obviously have five chances for, like,
some solid Tier 1 coming up, but
if you like non-conference strength of schedules, I do, obviously that's their saving grace.
Yes, the number nine non-conference strength of schedule. Look at that Utah State team, just a nice volume of wins, if nothing else. But really no margin for error here. They probably can't lose again until they play San Diego State in the Mountain West Championship game.
And a creative excuse given for their losses to Air Force and the like in the Wall Street Journal today.
Huh? Oh, the size of the basketball or something like that. let's see. We've got two spots left in the field. The final two teams, let's go one team at a time here. Matt, who would you have up next?
I'll say Georgetown.
Georgetown. And Tytel, why don't you give me the last team?
Purely for my amusement at Joby's reaction, I'm going with the Boilermakers.
Not going with Richmond.
I would, but I'm so excited to hear Joby's response that I'm going with the Boilermakers.
Okay, Joby, your response to the Purdue Boilermakers and the Georgetown Hoyas. Let's talk about both of them.
Well, oh, my God. Purdue. <Thank you. laughs> God, okay, win games. You can't lose games. The point is, no team has ever gotten in, you know, being only one game over 500. That's good, and that's the right thing to do. It's not just, oh, precedent, you know, that's what the committee is going to do, et cetera. No, you need to win games. Now, hey, Purdue, out of conference schedule. And actually, I'm shocked their non-conference SOS is only 61. Because that makes it even less impressive. you got to win Nebraska. Yeah. And let's break down. Good Virginia win. I mean, because that game wasn't even as close as the 29 points it was. But you just get these volume of losses and you're not doing the job. It just, sorry, you've got to do better than 14 and 13. Period. If we're going to say that, then Texas should have been your NIT champions last year, should have been in the field, because they actually pull up Texas circa 2019.
And I don't have the ability to do that.
Like their, like their resume more than you'd like Purdue. And you know who Texas beat last year? Purdue. Oh, and who Texas beat this year? Purdue. Oh,
wait a minute. The thing about Purdue is that their wins aren't that good.
Right.
I mean, most of them are home wins against good teams that are bad on the road.
David,
year protected seat in Purdue.
Yeah.
David, let me ask you about this Georgetown team. Are you on board with that?
I like Richmond more. Okay. I actually like – I know that they're probably going to get the auto bid. I actually have Northern Iowa in this range, sandwiched in between the what would be the first.
I'll tell you, I can make things very easy here. We'll just put Northern Iowa right in here next. It's not going to affect anything.
Okay.
But I
like Richmond more than Purdue by a ton. And
I think that's the move I'm making already. Yeah. Sorry, Tytel. I know we had a good reaction, but
it's worth it for me. That's fine.
Chad, there is one team. Well, I'll let others.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no team that I think
there's a glaring missing team right here.
I think there is, but in my opinion, it's somebody that we could put on line number 48 here, and that's East Tennessee State, quite honestly.
I
wasn't who I was thinking of. But.
That's who I was thinking of, but if we put Northern Iowa and East Tennessee State in, they would be auto bids anyhow at the moment, so they wouldn't affect our field. But Joby, I want to run through everybody here for any other teams that we've missed that should be here or discussed to replace Georgetown or Richmond.
Pull up St. Mary's.
We have St. Mary's.
Pull up their conference mate, BYU. And okay. I actually like BYU more.
They're both in already.
We have
BYU made it.
BYU is a lot higher.
No, this is about where St. Mary's belongs.
Now. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, St. Mary's belongs. I'm with Joby. Let's move St. Mary's down.
David, we're not moving. We're not doing that. Okay. David, I'm not going to ask you then. Matt, who did we forget then? If you're looking at us, I mean,
one team we didn't mention, I don't know if they should be in or not, I would have Cincinnati at least strongly in the discussion.
I do have a team, Chad.
Okay, David, who's your team?
It's Providence.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
This is a fascinating profile. I want to pull this Providence profile up here.
They were also among my right and last four right at the border.
Yeah, this Providence team, when you got to start by looking at quad three losses and quad four losses, and it's hard to even imagine putting the team in with that. But then, look at the top.
That's like,
Tytel, you're our selection committee guessing expert. Is this Providence team going to get a serious look with this very strange profile?
Any team with a net of 51 will get a serious look. Any team that loses to Long Beach State should not.
Okay. But what do you think? I've heard some of the other experts out there. I heard, you know, Joe Lenardi has them close to the field. A lot of people have this team right there.
They're definitely under consideration, and they have four big games coming up, so we'll see what happens. But I think as of today, they're out, but they're right there.
Okay.
Other bubble teams are falling down, and that helps Providence.
Yeah. Mike, any other bubble teams we haven't mentioned that you'd like to throw out there?
Let me check here.
Or Tytel, while he's checking both of you.
I've got another one, Chad.
Yeah, David, I know you got
about 30. Look at Purdue's metrics against some of these teams on the nine line. Like, St. Mary's does not have better metrics. J&D hates them, but look at them.
Yeah, who put St. Mary's in our field, though, Tytel?
Slap!
other teams I've mentioned are like South Carolina and Stanford.
I think South Carolina's getting kind of close.
South Carolina, Mississippi State, we have not mentioned.
Mississippi State, I forgot them. I had them up at 45. Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Another one, Chad, since we have room for two more, Greensboro.
Yeah, I like them too, looking at
Greensboro that. Deserves some consideration.
I agree. Yeah. And I will point out the J&G on that one agrees that they should be seriously looked at.
Okay. I think we'd all agree that teams like Arkansas are done. Syracuse done at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go with six teams under consideration at this point from what I've heard.
Yes, and Alabama done.
I'd throw another under the radar. They probably can't get another loss, but Yale at least for –
if they get another loss, they will not be in.
I'll tell you what, I've got the rest of the under the radars in the single bid teams. I actually have both Vermont and Stephen F. Austin up here on the 12 line. I'd have Yale on the 13 line.
I definitely agree with the Stephen F. Austin.
Again, they're in as an auto bid here. There's interesting debate there, but I don't think that they would get in at large if they lose another game.
Great.
Going to make a very quick change here. Murray State had an awful loss today. We gained in totally blue. Austin Peay is going to be your Ohio Valley champion there.
I think Belmont, by the way.
They might be, but Austin Peay is in first place now, so we'll go with that.
Did Murray State have a 27-point lead or something like that?
Yeah, and blew it tonight.
Oh, wow.
Anyhow, you can see now we've got a full field of 68. I put in Yale, New Mexico State, all the way down to Norfolk State. What we're going to do after we're done on the podcast today, I'm going to go ahead and bracket this up. If you look below us, hopefully you didn't look down there yet. You'll see the final results of the bracket. But what I want to do is run through each of you for any other final thoughts of what we did The teams that we left out, the teams, anything that we think we may have got wrong, or anything else you want to discuss at all in the college basketball world. So, Matt, let me start with you.
Yeah, the one we brought up right at the end, but I think they're going to be probably one of the most discussed teams is Providence because their profile is so unique. Like, I battled it probably more for the top of it, and I think it wasn't a huge injury issue, but Nate Watson missed a few games. I think it took him a little while to get in sync after he came back. But since he's basically been healthy, look, they're right. They're playing Big East level balls like Marquette, Butler, Xavier, all teams well above them in the bracket. So,
good point, Mike. Any other thoughts from you?
Not really. I mean, overall, I thought it's a pretty good bracket.
Yeah, I think it'll be fascinating to see some of these matchups we have here too, which we won't know until I've done bracketing up. But Joby, let me turn to you.
All right, my closing argument on Purdue. All right, okay. Pull up Minnesota, pull up Purdue.
Good point.
Yeah. Look what you pull did, Tito.
Why do we hate You're Minnesota welcome. More than Purdue? Because Minnesota has a losing record.
I agree with you. On the metrics, I agree with that. The Minnesota's
you know,
right there.
I mean, the fact of the matter is Minnesota, you know, Minnesota has that top of the profile, looks pretty nice like Purdue, and they don't have tier three losses. And, hey, you know, maybe we should be looking at Minnesota.
Yeah, it's the same number of losses. I mean, is it their fault they played two fewer games? Probably is their fault, actually.
Yeah, but, probably is.
Tytel.
I just like that bracket that has a certain team on the 7 line that I like and a certain team on the 10 line that Joby likes. We'll see if that happens.
That would be fun.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a mark.
Either one of the most exciting games or one of the least exciting
games.
There's no middle.
and maybe, Matt, we get up with a Marquette-Rutgers game here also. Who knows? 6-11.
It was you.
Right, this is like the front end of the 1-1 USC ball here, down 3.
Yeah.
David, why don't I have you finish off the show?
Yes. After that, I would like Minnesota in the field, Chad. Can we do that? Can we put them in?
I'll put them under consideration just for you.
Anyway, that's it. Goodness. But I do think, like, in particular, some of the teams that we have in here, Indiana got a really, really much-needed road win yesterday. Rutgers really needed one. Some of the teams, even though we've been projecting them in all year long, if they don't get at least one or two more road wins, I don't think they're going to be there in the end, even though they're there now.
Well, I guess on that note, I do want to thank everybody for joining us. This has been our Bracket Rundown show. Again, you can check out the final bracket below. But on behalf of David Griggs, John Tytel, Mike Cha, Matt Sikowski, Joby Fortson, John Stalica. Do we have John Stalica?
Yeah, where's Stalica?
Stalica. He's somewhere around. No, Stalica. I do want to thank everyone for joining us. And we will talk to you again. We'll be back next week with a whole bunch more podcasts, and we'll talk to you then.